Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-2. Liner on a shot to third. It is caught there by Riley. And the ball game is over. Red Sox fall here 10-4. The walks doom the Red Sox. Bayo, another frustrating start. And Atlanta comes in. And they take 2 of 3.
Red Sox drop 2 out of 3 to the Braves over the weekend. Ho-hum. They've been doing this seemingly every series. The one they won sandwiched in the middle, Devers walks it off. They had to come back in that game. So an exciting Saturday evening game. But the Red Sox somehow still, despite dropping 2 out of 3, are 2 games under .500. They're still in second place in the division. I don't even
care. Division's trash.
I mean, so yeah.
The Orioles
that is what it is.
So bad.
They just fired their manager.
They got rid of their manager. They've been really bad. That's surprising to me. I thought they'd be a little bit better, even though they did lose a couple of studs. I thought they'd still be better with their young guys. The Blue Jays and Rays, I think everybody assumed were going to be like .500.
Yeah, so
right?
It's not a great
division.
No, we thought the AL would be down, the division would be down. We were right about that. We were wrong about how down the Red Sox
down
are.
Well, them too, right? And so, yeah, that's why there's sort of two different things going on. It's like, all right, though the team sucks, like, yeah, but like they're not that far out of it, and like they're still within like a puncher's chance or even better of making the playoffs, but it's like, yeah, but how are they playing? Like, look at just them for a moment. They just get swept by the Tigers, who are like one of the few AL like overachieving teams. They're playing great, and then you follow that up. You have this home series with the Braves. You're starting it with Garrett Crochet against Chris Sale on Friday. You even have a guy, everybody's favorite, Rafael Devers, having a big series with a walk off with a grand slam, and you lost 2 out of 3. Like, you lost 2 out of 3, and it usually this team, they get under 500 by a game, then they get right back to 500. Well, not this time.
Like, no.
Now they go down by 2, and now they get a series with the Mets, who have been pitching their tails off this year. Plus, they got 3 stud hitters in their lineup, so it's not getting any easier here in the next 3 games.
So, Bayo yesterday was brutal. Cora called out the whole pitching staff and basically was like, we need more out of the starters. I would lump Cora in, as I have with all of this, and say, how did you not have a quicker hook on Bayo yesterday? Yeah. He clearly didn't have it. You decided to stick with him.
He didn't even have anybody up until Bayo was on like his 5th walk.
It's one in like a million little issues with Cora this year where you go, are you even watching the games? Like, well, are you even paying attention?
You won't have to worry about it tonight.
Are you checked out for your kid's graduation already yesterday and not even watching the games? That was going on?
The broadcast did cut to him like 6 times just sitting there.
Just
with
sitting there.
Guys.
Dude, a Monday graduation?
That's strange.
Is that how it works around here?
I don't remember. I don't know what.
Hobart Williams Smith. It was a nice weekend, little festivity. A nice weekend on the lawn.
So yeah, he won't be there tonight. Might be an improvement.
No, can't hurt.
Addition by subtraction.
But can't
like,
hurt.
How many times we watched it this year? Where you're like, are you even watching? Are you even paying attention to what's going on out there?
Taylor Houck gave up what? How many runs in 2 1/3 twice this year?
He's like, stay out there.
He's like looking over there.
He's got it.
Like, I think he's going to work his way out of this one. Like, he is not. He is for sure not.
So Cora would be on the list. The starting pitching has been terrible. I mean, the team outside of Devers really couldn't hit all weekend.
Yeah.
So they have myriad issues going on. However, Keith, they are doing what you want at first base. Christian Campbell
finally,
taking grounders over
that's
there.
That's the guy.
I had it wrong. On the homestand, I'm like, Devers will be seen taking ground balls at first.
He's never playing first.
It was Campbell.
Devers is never playing first.
I mean, Bradfoe told us last week.
He doesn't even want to run to first.
It's more likely he gets traded. Then plays games at first base, and it turns out it's going to be Christian Campbell over there. Who knows when, but that's what it's going to be.
I think is good because we also got the news that the Woo Sox, there's a team that I can get behind. They'll take care of us. The Woo Sox had Marcelo Meyer playing second base. So that seems like the logical next step because that was one thing I didn't love about the idea anyway of Devers playing first was who's going to be your DH? And is that somebody that you really want in the lineup every day? Or is it really more of just an opportunity to give guys sort of like a break in the field, but you're not really adding a big hitter? So now first base is giving you nothing at the plate. It's giving you nothing all year long because Casas wasn't any good when he was healthy. And then all the different guys trying to replace him have been bad too. So you take Campbell's bat, which it's cooled a little bit.
It's cooled
not,
quite a bit.
It's not amazing. But I'd still rather have him getting at bats
same.
Than all those other guys. And now Marcelo Meyer can make his major league debut, well, start at second base, and who knows? Trevor Story stinks right now. Maybe he'll eventually play shortstop too.
You have to hope that they're in conjunction. I believe they're going to be in addition to one another. Campbell moves to first, and then whenever they do that, then Meyer's up. I mean, those should happen all.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At once, or else you're not really improving the team at all.
Yeah.
Campbell's just playing games at first base, but David Hamilton's at second. That's no good.
I don't want that.
Me neither. So they better both happen together. I also would just, you know, really rip the Band-Aid off and promote Anthony at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're waiting for. Oh, wait, I do. It's about money. It's not about winning games. So I actually know exactly what they're waiting for, but it's getting more and more frustrating while they lose game after game after series after game, which gets very frustrating. Here's Cora on the timetable to see Christian Campbell over at first base. He talked about this over the weekend. I don't think we're going to be seeing it overly soon.
Mike Lowell said it takes 2 days.
Mike Lowell's asked,
an infielder, not just like you or me, for an infielder.
Somebody who played especially on the left side of the infield, it'd take him 2 days, is what Mike Lowell said.
Yeah, how long would it take to play first base? 2 days.
Going to take longer with Campbell.
Been through this dance before, right, in the past. We did it with Kyle. He got hurt right away in Detroit, in his first day of taking ground balls. Arroyo playing New York, first play, he stretched, he got hurt. Frenchie, we moved to first. It wasn't great, right?
No, he was not.
It's not easy. We're taking a chance here. Like, you know, all this talk about this guy should play first, this and that. I can give you five examples why it didn't work the last 5 years, you know? We were actually talking about, like, hopefully we're up 15 and we can put him at first, or hopefully not, but, you know, we're down 10 and he can go to first and get a few reps, you know?
That does sound more likely.
We'll get there when we get there. This is not a commitment, you know? This is kind of like introducing the position to the kid. We believe that athletic-wise, he can do it, but there's more than just standing there and catch throws, you know?
Okay. It's a good point by you, Keith. If you want to be down 10 to get him some reps out there, make sure it's a Hauk day.
Dust Hauk off the IL. Get him out there. You'll be down 10 in no time.
So it doesn't sound like they're super close to that happening anytime soon. They're going to get him his reps. But all I can hear, and you know, this is me, I guess. Mm-hmm. All I can hear in that answer is all the guys who were willing to go there. They might not have been good at it, but he just ticked off 3-4 different
they
guys.
They all changed positions. Everybody does.
Yeah. How many guys went there for the betterment of the team, even if they weren't
good
at it?
Frenchie Cordero had some moments at first base. He was atrocious.
And the problem with him is he wasn't good anywhere. But all I hear is all the guys that were willing to go there, including this kid now, Christian Campbell. Yeah. Schwarber tried it. Franchi tried it. What's his name? Arroyo tried it. All these guys tried it. All these guys are willing to do it. And you
know, Devers isn't.
Devers
won't
do it.
And he's not going to.
I don't think Cora meant to do that, but he made Devers look like an even worse teammate, whether he did that intentionally or not. But
how long would it take for somebody to sort of get up to speed to be that adequate defensive first baseman?
2 days.
So Campbell should start tonight.
Yeah.
At first base.
Yeah, he's had his 2 days. Get out there.
No, I also go back to both Cora and Breslow. Just how are you not prepared for this? So even if there is a moving of players around, so let's say they wanted Devers to do it. You kind of knew how that was going to go. He didn't even want to just be a DH, so he's not going to want to go back into the field. And again, put that to the side, whether that's right, wrong, good teammate, horrible teammate. Casas goes down. What are you going to do? Punt? Like, that's what they've decided. They're like, well, we have Sogard and Romy. Like, that was the plan all along. How come Campbell or Meyer or Story or somebody didn't take grounders at first?
I bet the plan was Devers.
It's a horrible plan.
I bet they assumed, because everybody will switch positions, as you just said, I bet they assume, well, Rafi will just do it, and he's
horrible
not doing
plan,
it.
Horrible plan, though.
It's not a great plan.
They should know this guy better than anybody else.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.